So, Lane, are you excited that we finally have our own show featuring Ultraman?
No, I mean, can you untie me now, please?
No!
Please?
No!
I don't know how did we get pulled into your tied up...
But, please?
No!
How did we end up tied up in your kink dungeon?
That is a question that we'll probably answer in a sequel. But for now... Let's cue the roll call.
Explorer from the Unknown, Yellowcaster, Autogar.
Loyal and Lab, Pinkcaster, Light Red.
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster, Noble.
Captain of the Milky Sea, Babycaster, Princess.
Paying respect to the original Japanese heroes. Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Ultra Ranger.
Welcome everybody to Ultra Ranger. The show all about Ultraman and Kaijus. But mostly Ultraman.
A.K.A. Gar splooges all over the walls all day.
That is correct. I am your host, Yellowcaster Autogar. My co-host, Pinkcaster Lightrid.
Yo, what's up?
And the two people from America, introduce yourself.
Wait, why are we introducing ourselves? That's what the roll call's for.
All right.
Because some people skip over the roll call, because it's loud and obnoxious.
Right?
That's true.
Especially the end of the Amazon's intro.
Yeah. That's why I don't listen to the actual episode
that.
When it's done.
That's great.
I go by... But Grandpa Raven taught me.
He's Daddy Raven now.
Well, that fine. If there's anything Daddy Raven
He's
taught
Granddaddy
me.
Granddaddy Raven now.
I like that.
If anything Granddaddy Raven taught me is that if you're already there, you don't need to listen to it afterwards.
I do.
Yeah, but the problem with me is I'm a fan of, like, our own shows, so I always listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just like the sound of your own
God,
voice.
I noticed that in this week's episode of Cast Ranger, I said, like, that was a nice touch, like, six times. And I'm just like, God damn it, Lane.
That
was a nice
get
touch.
Get some new material.
Yeah, this thing, that was a nice touch. This thing, nice touch. And then there's another sentence where I said God in three times in the same fucking sentence. Anyways, Gar, what are we talking about?
Well, since this show is all about Ultraman, I thought, why not start with the two spin-offs to the actual Ultraman series that we're talking
about?
Yeah,
fuck actual Ultraman Orb. We're just going to talk about the shows.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the two spin-offs. We're going to talk about the prequel, Ultraman Orb Origin Saga, which is a 12-part miniseries on Amazon Prime.
And part one of 10 of fucking Tsuburaya's master fucking plan to, like...
Yeah,
cash out Orb as much as they fucking can.
Yeah, I don't remember the extra episode that I talked about, but in which, Tsuburaya does plan on making, like, a 10-part, like, arc for Ultraman Orb.
Yeah, and, like, apparently the actual Orb show was, like, part 3.
No, like, part 6 or something.
No, he said it was part 3, and then Orb Origin was, like, part 1.
Yeah, so there's still, like, a part 2 in there. The movie's probably, part 4. But then we have the second, which is like an only 3-minute episode miniseries that's currently on Tsuburaya's YouTube channel, Ultra Fight Orb. Or if you want to go by the full title, Ultra Fight Orb, Lend Me the Powers of Father and Son.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Titles.
Excuse me.
So.
Oh my gosh, are you really going to start doing this?
I've done that joke since high school, you're not going to stop me now.
I only ever heard you start doing that after Saturday.
Oh no, I've done that for years.
So anyways, let's talk about the Origin Saga, Episode 1.
What was episode 1
called? Well, here's the thing though, Lane.
Huh?
So basically, for those that are wondering, how do we get to watch this? Some independent guy actually took the Raws of the Origin Saga and subbed them.
Yup.
He also subbed the songs as well. in, like, all the wording in the episode, but he didn't title the episodes.
Lovely.
Like, the episode titles.
Go look it up on Wikipedia or something.
Yeah, well, I did. And the episode is called Glitter Star.
You can be my glitter star.
Is that going to be the next opening for Q Ranger Glitter Star, since Lucky Star is so boring no one remembers it?
Yeah. And it only lasts until episode 24, then we'll shove it in a few places.
Yeah. It won't be there for like 8 episodes, and then we'll get a new one that's even better, but it's the exact same song, just with new graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the episode starts on planet 0-50.
Wow, original name. So good.
Well, of course, 50, because it's the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
It's better than Sentai 6.
Or the Junkyard of Kamen 5.
Or the Kyoranger Galaxy.
Yeah.
Man, Judd Lund liked to poke fun at Toei's names. In which, you know, there's some writing before the actual episode starts. The light that shines on the peak will select someone that is capable and give them the power to become a giant of light. And thus we see our two main characters, Guy and Juggler.
Climbing a fucking mountain.
Yeah, climbing a mountain.
The Juggler.
The Juggler.
And I gotta
say, power is a dick for just hiding itself on top of a mountain.
I gotta say, I fucking love their outfits they have. Like, Guy rocks the whole, like, kind of, like, outcast wanderer, space wanderer look, so...
Before. Well, that's pretty much what he was doing on Earth.
Yeah, but what's the Earth description of like a wandering traveler? Cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lone wanderer. You know, Wild West movies. The Lone Wanderer, the Lone Ranger,
oh.
The Power Ranger, the Ultraman.
With a harmonica. Whoa. But even though this is the origin saga, we don't even know how these two know each other.
Yeah, like, that's
going to be... They're just friends.
That's going to be in part 0 out of 10 for yeah. Fucking Orb plan.
Yeah, it's going to be the prequel, Ultraman Orb, Origin of Origins, or some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where they find
just keeps
that
getting movie, longer.
Where they learn about the whole power being on the thing when they become friends and bullshit, you know, like every movie.
Yeah, but it's weird, because, like, Juggler knows what it is. Like, he knows everything about an Ultraman, but he's not chosen, but Guy is.
Because Juggler's...
Yeah, that was funny.
It's because Juggler's too much of an asshat.
Why did you just say the Juggler?
I love Juggler, don't get me wrong, but yeah. Just, like, he is an asshat.
For our audience, I
Darkness leads to hate. Hate leads to anger. Anger leads to getting your legs and arms chopped off by your best friend and getting a cool robot suit. something Star Wars.
Yeah. It's actually funny that you say that, because in the notes here I put Guy plus Juggler equals Obi-Wan and Anakin. Because that's what it feels like to me.
Just a quick side note of something I noticed when I listened to the podcast earlier this morning. When you were talking about, like, when are you right? I just wanted to go... I'd like to look at Extra Cast Ranger for, like, a month now. And everything you've called.
Yeah. Because when am I never wrong?
Yeah, exactly. But also, you said, when are you ever right?
Oh, yeah.
Also, your fucking scary prediction powers.
Oh, you mean how I predict in the future that there's going to be a Kamen Rider Necrom set that comes with the icon that's in the Spectre movie, and then, like, the pink, blue, yellow, and red.
Yeah.
Icons
mm-hmm.
from the summer movie and from the show?
Europe.
But yeah, in which Guy transforms into Ultraman Orb, Ultraman Orb Origin the First.
The Origin?
It's funny, I saw him like holding the caliber, and he's just like, all that climbing, and all I get is a dinky little sword. The fuck, sacred power!
But hey, you can at least say the DX Orb Caliber, which I do own, is the
Of course you do.
Oh, yeah. You know, for $75, that's not a bad price.
Gar fucking, like, faps the orbs so much. He sucks the orbs dick so hard.
I legit have every single DX card.
You do. Well, except for the except for the anniversary
one,
card.
Yeah, except for the ones that come with the vinyl kaijus yet. But in which, but yeah, it's like Origin, the first design, is basically the Origin suit, but all red.
Well, yeah, reverse colors, I think.
Well, no, it's like all... Like, I have the vinyl figure in my hand right now of the Origin form.
In which and in his other hand, his dick.
No, in my other, in my other hand, actually, I have the Juggler vinyl
yeah,
figure.
Yeah, you're juggling your Juggler pretty hard.
Yeah, and they're duking it out now.
Oh, now, please stop! Yes. Your caliber's so big!
No,
and now kiss.
Now I'm making them kiss.
Gar, what?
Oh, right.
What? No, sir, I didn't see you play with your vinyl figures again. Not next time!
The exact same thing.
Oh, Genmu, I love you so much.
So, yeah. But yeah, the opening happens, in which it's a decent opening.
No, it's cool that they made, like, an original fucking theme song and stuff for the show. Yeah.
And since this show is on Amazon Prime, all the cast members, is like, all the cast member names are written in English right beside their names.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, I was expecting them to just reuse the orb theme, and I'd be like, I would have been perfectly fine if they just reused the orb theme.
Mm. I gotta say, it was pretty, like... surprising of Juggler to, like, he was a little bit kind of ticked off that, like, oh, I didn't get to be Orb or whatever like that, but he's like, you know what, then? I'm just gonna stay by your side, I'm gonna help you be the best Ultraman you can fucking be. And the guy's like, alright. Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's like when you're watching a zombie movie and your friend gets, you get bit, but you decide to stay with your friends anyways because you think you can be a good asset to them.
Yup.
That is exactly what this is.
Yup.
It's like when Guy became Orb. It must be Christmas. It's funny because the first episode was released on December 26th, the day after Christmas.
There you go.
I know, for Christmas. New series. There you go. But yeah, Juggler's upset. But then they instantly get, like, instant transmission into the Orion...
Well, yeah, because, like, the sacred power or whatever, like, projected a message going, this is what you need to do. Now go to the fucking thing. All right.
Actually, Lane, that was the writing of
the And now we have Guy and Juggler space cop buddy drama.
Yeah, and now they're because their first mission is to defeat the space demon of...
Beelzebub. Yeah, it's pretty much like a shorter version of Beelzebub, which is, like, the true name for the devil.
So why don't they just call it that?
Because... Beelzebub's a very
because children
game.
Show.
Yeah, so Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Beelzebub.
But yeah, and then we cut to the royal... Actually, no, we cut to Japan first, 4,000 feet under the sea, where we find, like, two humans, which I don't... In which, names that I don't really care about.
Well, okay, so now, like, I'm curious.
Well, at least not yet.
So, like, okay, Guy didn't show up on Earth until, like, around, like, the 1910s, right?
Yeah.
So, does this mean, like, all the shit that's happening with these humans is happening, like, way into the future? And so they're just kind of connecting across time and space?
Actually, Lane, the thing that's happened... The Earth that we see in this series isn't the Earth that Guy and Juggler are on.
Oh.
This is the Earth... of another Ultra Being that will appear later on in the series.
Oh, okay.
I won't say who it is yet, but he is a pretty earthly kind of Ultraman.
Okay.
Original?
No, but here's a little hint. Earth.
That's a great hint for those of us who don't know that much about Ultraman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Have fun.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, though.
Yeah.
Say.
Earth. Yeah, and then we cut to the Royal Planet of Canon. See, Lane, I told you this planet. I told you the series is canon.
It is canon. You're
yeah,
right.
Because canon's in the planet name.
Yep.
Now where's canon from Ghosts?
And now they have a giant fucking Yggdrasil tree.
Not here where she belongs, because frankly, fuck everything Ghost.
No, I like looked at this queen of this planet or whatever like that, and it just like I was getting like immediate like Queen Amidala flashbacks, and just like. I will not condone a course of action that'll lead us to war.
It's the fucking headpiece she's got on.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. God, I'll be just needed that queen.
She just needed that mildly racist geisha face paint.
Yup. Played by Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
She actually gets a transmission or something.
From Dr. Psyche.
Yeah, Dr. Psyche.
Which, oh my god. Like, the first 30 seconds I saw this guy, and I was like, I love this dude. Like, aww. He's so fucking hilarious and awesome.
He's gonna psych you out in the end.
Yeah. But yeah, it seems that his plan is, or something, is like, oh, I'm gonna control the whole universe, and if I have the entire universe under my control, I'll control them to not be violent, and then the universe will be at peace.
Yeah, because one of the queen's servants, in which his name, you know, escapes me at this moment.
Something, something, something that important guy.
Red shirt guy, because...
Ah, yes, red shirt guy.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the Origin Saga poster.
I think his name was like...
Red shirt guy is my favorite Kamen Rider.
No, I'm trying to think. I had it on the tip of my tongue for a second.
That was about...
Wasn't it like Shinra or something?
Yeah. Shinra. Thank you. That was it, Shinra.
The dragon from Dragon Ball?
No, that's Shinra.
The corporation from Final Fantasy VII?
There you go. That's it.
Yes, his name is Shinra. In which he is an alien. He is an alien from canon. So he is canon to the series.
Yeah, he's kind of like the royal bodyguard, I think, of the queen, so... Yeah.
Well, he's like the second command.
Yeah, so like Belzebub or whatever, or Dr. Psyche is just like, oh, if you don't give your plan or your queen over to me, I will destroy your entire world and send Belzebub to fucking fuck you up. And then, yeah. So she's like, well, I don't want to, like, condone violence or whatever like that, so...
Kaiju aren't supposed to fight.
Not like this. So she decides, okay, you know what? I'll try talking with this guy, and maybe that'll work. And so she sends Shinra to, like...
Planet Zane.
Yeah, to go talk to him. Yeah. And Psyche's actually fucking surprised about it, too. He's like, oh, you're, like, the first planet ever to, like, actually try to talk with me instead of, like, being like, oh, we're just going to beat you with violence because that's all we know.
But in which, you know, then we cut back... to Planet Ruin,
mm-hmm.
and where a Belzebub is on a rampage, killing a family, but then Guy...
Would you say that by the end of this episode, that planet was ruined?
Yeah. It was practically also just ruined.
Also, that kid's parents.
Yeah, that kid's parents are dead.
Like, oh, that was dead. Dark. That was really awkward.
Just that fucking, first-person shot of just Bell's, like, fucking whack, or like his father like throwing the child into like a pile of junk, and I'm just like, wow!
Shoop-a-doop, bab-a-doop.
Yeah.
Dead.
Yeah, that was dark.
That was dark. And then like that poor kid or whatever, and he's just like, no, mom, dad!
That poor kid with that annoying voice, I feel so bad.
No, that poor kid with that audio filter.
Yeah,
friggin' weird.
He's an alien, so he has to have a weird voice.
He sounds like a shape back.
Yeah, yes, a weird voice.
I thought
voice.
You loved me.
He could have spoke in, like, another language with, like, a fucking subtitles underneath. But no, they gave him crappy auto-tune.
Wait a minute. If I can't be loved, no rainbow monkey will be loved.
Okay.
I'm a sheep.
So then we see Guy transform into Orb for like tactically like his first battle, and like
he got his ass handed to him.
Oh yeah.
And like I forgot that like the whole like 3.5 minute thing only happens on Earth when Ultra Beings on Earth, so he just got low power because he got his ass whooped.
Yeah, because like he tried shooting like his crossbeam, gets flown out of the way. Juggler, bend your knees!
Yeah, Juggler's like coaching him how to be a fucking bend. Ultraman.
He's like, I did it!
And Juggler's like, yeah! Good job, buddy!
That's why I call
him. I was just like, Anakin. Energy blasts have knockback or recoil.
Mm-hmm. That's why the best example of that is when Ixa Rising used his fucking Hisats for the first time and it just sent him flying back because it was too powerful.
Oh, nothing fucking beats though. In Kick-Ass 2, where the motherfucker had his hand turned sideways, and basically the clerk who's running the shop, he's like, Don't hold your gun sideways. It's going to clock back in your face. Shut up. Shoots his gun, gets clocked back in the face. Ow! I told you.
That movie was alright.
That movie was fun.
But yeah, then they help out the kid.
And they help him bury his fucking parents.
Yeah, it's like, are you sad? Want to go to McDonald's? Want to go bury your parents?
What do they do with them?
Okay, let's go bury your parents.
What do they do with them afterwards?
Hopefully we find out in the second episode, because in the preview, apparently they're still on that planet.
Yeah, and then just like...
He became the leader of the Q-Rangers.
Oh,
he's God. Lucky!
Yeah.
Yeah, that lucky!
No, goddammit. Jesus Christ, no. Don't do that
gets
voice
punched
again,
in
please.
The throat and that weird thing goes away.
Mm-hmm. So then, like, the humans or whatever, they find, like, this, like, rock underwater
seed
something.
Thing.
Yeah, and then, like, the guy touches it and then, like, kind of connects with the queen for, like, a second. And he's like, what the fuck was that? Who are you?
Who are you? Your name! That was a good anime movie. If you haven't seen Your Name, go check it out.
Yes.
And thus, the episode... Actually, no, there's two kaijus I want to mention.
Oh, yeah, the ones that got controlled. Yeah.
Basically, we find out on Planet Zane, Dr. Psyche controls the queen of Beelzebub. That's what I'm going to call them, the Beelzebub. And so they're like bees. So in which she controls two kaiju. Astron, who is from the 1971 The Return of Ultraman, a.k.a. Ultraman Jack, and Gesera from the original series. So, which, like, I don't remember, did you mention that Dr. Psyche's plan?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
He, like, wants to control the entire universe so that it can be at peace.
Yeah, there is no war. Even though on the planet canon, everyone's like, oh, the queen will become the war god and save us all. It's like, you people are horrible. I didn't vote for her.
Yeah, I didn't vote for her. No, and what's funny is, like, Shinra even, like, questions Dr. Psyche, just being like, isn't what you're doing right now, like, an act of violence? And he's like, no, that's a funny joke. And like, he has, like, this little, like, cube robot thing. It's like, wasn't that funny? Oh, yeah, it was super funny.
Oh, yeah.
She has little, like, dinky arms.
Let's see if there's a cast for that character. Hopefully there is.
It was a little like cute little robot thingy. I like
that.
Yeah. It was a thing.
It was a thing. We'll find out next. I'll fact check next week on what it is.
Yeah.
But it's a thing. It is a... For now, it's now Herbie. We're going to name it Herbie.
Herbie?
Yeah, Herbie.
Sure.
Before it got
Herbie
fully loaded.
You know, like Herbie the Love Bug?
Yes.
Yes.
I love Herbie the Love Bug.
What I made was a Herbie joke.
We shall name it Herbie.
You know what's
before
interesting?
Before he got into Transformers.
In Kamen Rider Drive, Shinosuke actually had a Herbie on his desk.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Like, he did have a Love
Bug.
Yeah, he
had Herbie the Magic Bug. And I was like, oh.
That would have been the greatest crossover ever.
No, I already love that fucking poster someone made of just, like, Fate and the Furious, but then, like, it's the cars chasing the fucking Drideron. And I was like, yeah, let's have that movie.
Just Drive type Love Bug, and he turns into Herbie.
Oh my god.
So it's just like Bumblebee from the G1 cartoon?
Yeah, just do a fucking spin-off where he just like teams up with Herbie the Magic Bug and Lindsay Lohan. They go on an adventure.
Oh god, no.
Well, she's gotta get her nose... gotta get her nose back on after you know all that special dust.
Oh god.
But let's talk about the ending to the Origin Saga.
Right?
Because, like, legit, the song just starts off with a guy screaming, Ultraman Orb.
Yep.
Orb.
Yeah, that was weird.
Because, again, Amazon Prime, oh, we're going to sub this. Or, like, international subs will be out soon. I don't even think the show is still subbed on Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Probably not.
Ultra Fight Orb!
You know, just to, you know, quickly talk about it, so that we have other things to talk about aside from the Origin Saga. We're here to talk about Ultra Fight Orb, Episode 1, which came out April 15th of 2017, but in which it's not released by itself. It's released as, like, the ending to the Ultraman Zero Chronicle show that's currently airing, or I believe that is still currently airing. If not, it's Tsuburaya is releasing it on their YouTube channel. But this takes place after the Ultraman Orb movie, in which it is called...
We never watched that, did we?
Well, no, it's not subbed. Oh. It's not even out yet on Blu-ray.
Wow.
It's not subbed, like everything good on TV.
Right?
Yeah. So yeah, it takes place after Ultraman Orb, the movie, Lend Me the Power of Bonds.
Okay.
In which Orb teams up with Ginga, Victory, X, and 7. Oh, and 0.
Ooh.
But in which we meet...
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Because it's Ultra 7's 50th anniversary.
Hey.
We have the show's antagonist, Ribatsu.
He's cool looking.
Yeah, he is cool looking.
He looks kind of like a more, like, really fucked up evil version of an Ultraman, so...
Mm-hmm. In which he's doing black magic.
Ooh.
Or something gibberish. Because that's how the subs translate it. It was like something back... He was saying something backwards or something.
Huh.
Then we cut to Orb.
I forget what I was watching, but there was like a thing I was watching where the subs were Spanish and backwards.
Spanish and like, backwards.
What? It was like Spanish being spoken backwards. And I was like, what? It was, I was watching the Everything Wrong with Assassin's Creed.
Oh, God.
And it was like they were speaking Spanish backwards, and it's like, why?
Because they can.
Yeah, because they can.
Just speak regular Spanish. I know 90% of your audience isn't going to know jack shit. Everyone in Assassin's Creed speaks English, even though they're in the middle of bumfuck Israel.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, I'm just using that as an example. No, that's not a real place.
But anyways, back to Ultra Fight Orb, we have Ultraman Orb fighting the manga.
Yep.
Who is the kaiju from episode 1 of Ultraman X.
Every time I heard his name, I kept thinking of the Mongo from Samurai Jack.
I keep thinking of monstrosities when they make fun of Manda's name with manga. Because they'll legit go back to the scene where they called him Manga instead of Manda.
Manga.
But Orb has a new form, of course.
And it's fucking awesome looking.
Yeah, Ultraman Orb.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Lightning Attacker, which is a fusion of Ultraman Ginga and Ultraman X.
I mean, it, at least it's not the stupidest name in Orb.
What would you say is the, like...
Thunderbruster.
Hey,
fucking cool, though.
It's a cool suit, but they could have came up with a better name than that.
One of the
Thunder Tits.
Thunder Tits.
Thunder Thunder Cats.
Exactly.
Yeah, I that was the joke, alright.
Thunder Pussies.
And as we're watching this, Lane's like, you can do that form, can you? Yeah, I can. I just don't feel like it. And of course, now there's a vinyl figure of Lightning Attacker, so I'm like, shit, gotta buy that now. Because I have all the vinyl figures of Orb's forms, except for Origin the First. But now there's this form out, I'm like, shit. Now I need to get that one.
So, do you think they're ever going to do like a super meta bullshit where it's like, here's a card of this fusion form, and here's a card of this other fusion form. Now use these two fusion form cards to make an even bigger fusion form card.
Oh, I think they might do it one day. But not soon.
If like this thing is really 10 parts, then probably at some point.
Like, I know for O's, they did a lot of candy tours where it's like, here's a Taja door medal. And it's like...
Make the ultimate combos!
Yeah, it's like, could you maybe make like a Taja, like the other two... as full coins and have that be how Super Tato Baz made, not these weird repaints.
Yeah, that and never got.
Can they make Super Tato Baz not ugly?
Hey, I like Super Tato Baz.
It's ugly as shit.
You're ugly as shit.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
What up,
guys? Can we please just talk about Ultraman?
That's nice. The same was 3 minutes. It was cool. Show. That was it.
Yeah, that's the only sentence.
Zero's like, Nani?
Yeah, because Orb's having visions of Eren Slugger. Fuck it, I need the cards. I can hear it.
Orb just has a vision of X-Aid being stabbed by Blade.
Did he just say X-Aid?
Yeah.
Being stabbed by Blade, which happens in Go Rider.
Yeah, he gets fucking impaled by Blade.
What, you guys didn't listen
Someone to... didn't watch Go Rider, it seems.
Someone didn't watch episode 150 of Cast Ranger.
Wow.
I listened to part of it, Crunch Fan is
clearly a loyalist fan.
Wait a minute.
He's also far behind.
Yeah, I know.
You guys didn't get the Evites for 150?
No, we didn't send you any Evites.
Sorry, guys.
Wow. Anyways!
What you said sounded worse. But yeah,
yeah, we didn't get the invites. That's like I didn't know we were doing G.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
On Planet Yomi, where Ultraman Zero encounters Judah. Not from an Ultraman series, but from Ultraman Zaffy's spin-off series, Andros Melos.
Okay, wow.
Does he betray you at the end?
Maybe.
Because Judas?
Yeah, we get
Judah,
it.
I don't know.
Huh.
What do you guys think of episode 1?
Short.
Yeah.
But, like, there's nothing to actually say about it.
It was short.
It's Ultraman.
I mean, it's Ultraman, Thunder Attacker, whatever was cool, but that's not much really to say about those.
No, yeah, the X and Ginga form was fucking awesome.
But no, for our value, or for our lovely viewers, we'll mostly be talking about the Origin Saga.
Yeah.
For Ultra Ranger. But sadly for tonight, I think that shall be a day.
Alright.
Ichi's usually here to tell everybody where to go.
Follow us on Podbean, Twitter, all that fucking shit. Everyone knows it by now, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon as well.
Oh yeah, we have a Patreon.
We do, not you.
I'm Orange Caster Noble, by the way. I realize I never myself.
I thought you were referring to me.
No, I was referring to Noble and Crunch.
Oh.
Well
they're guest casters.
They're guest casters. They're not actual Cast Rangers.
Oh. Overall, we.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Anyways.
We as the Cast Ranger Society.
So subscribe to our Patreon. we promise we're coming up with good content.
Give us a like on... click the like button on YouTube. Subscribe to us if you haven't. Click that little bell.
Leave a comment for Lane.
Yeah, leave a comment for Lane. Hashtag comments for Lane so he can he's hungry. Make sure you hit that bell notification. That way you are, you know,
caught up.
Yeah, notice with Catherine. Notified with Catherine. Make sure to like us on Facebook. Links will be in the description for our personal Twitter pages. I'm your host, Yellowcaster.
And we have a Discord channel.
We do have a Discord channel.
So
thank
our Discord
you very
if
much.
Links in the description below.
I don't really know much about the Discord.
We're working on making a Rider Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
But good night, everybody, and we'll see you on the next schwa.
On the next schwa. That is the title of the episode. The next schwa.
Schwa!
I don't know how we're going to spell that out, but we're going to spell it out anyways.
I can't wait to watch the next episode.
Oh! Nice one. Good night, everybody.
Have a lovely evening. Or have a lovely day, everyone.
Or evening, whenever the fuck you're watching this.
That's why I said day.
This is the ending that never ends.